Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rabbit T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erevin 82, talking about the ideas of being disqualified. We learned in a Mishnah, these are the ones who are disqualified from testimony, one who plays with dice, one who lends with interest, dove racers, and Shavuos merchants. Rav Yehuda said, when is a dice player disqualified? When he has no trade other than this. But if he has another trade besides this, he's acceptable as a witness. The notes point out, these are different people who are disqualified from testimony and judgeship. These are different people involved in different things. The gambler, someone who's lending with interest, and people that are racing the animals. If you're lending money with the interest, it's not good. You're causing doves to fly. It's not good because you're involved in different things that are not the proper way. And that's the idea to learn from here. In our lives, in our situations, when dealing with others, we are standing testimony to our lives. We're standing testimony to our actions and the like. We should be a person that people can trust. We should be a person that people want to take our advice from. We should be a person that people want to hear what we have to say and trust what we want to say. You tell me about this. You're in business, but if you're a schnook in business, why should I trust you about business? You're a cook, you're a chef, right? But if you do nasty things with your food, you know, you have really dirty hands and you're touching your food, I'm not going to trust you with the food. Health code violation A, B, C, D, and Z, all the way to Z. And if you're in the bank, but you lend with 100% interest, I'm not going to trust you with that. In different aspects of our life, we should make sure to be exemplary as much as possible. We should make sure to be by and by as much as possible, to be on the up, to be truthful and honest. One of the questions we're asked after 120 years was, did you deal with your business dealings honestly? Were you honest with people? Were you truthful with people? Did you engage with people in the right manner, the upright manner, the proper manner? Because when we're dealing with things like this, just as you can't give testimony if you're any of these things, if these things that are applied to your life, so to our own lives, how could we be trusted? How could we be involved? How could we give advice to others or take care of others when we're not doing things the right way in our own lives? Of course, people have their own addictions, afflictions, and bad traits and bad leanings and have to work on that, but the Gemara is talking about really embedded things that have to be worked on, that have to be solved, because they can be part of testimony. In our own lives, we should try as best we can to be honest and upright in everything we do, so that we could testify about everything that we do and we try to help for others every single day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 83 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.